gmail.com.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Also, the live video feed, we appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show on your Wednesday. It actually is Wednesday today, yes. That is hump day. Kerry Lockie and the Hizzy, how's it going, Kerry?
Fine, how are you?
Wow. Whose ass do I have to kick today?
I'll email you my list.
I'm fine. How are you? Okay. Gonna be that kind of 3 hours, I see. Okay.
Really great.
Oh, by the way, the white shot got a nice shot of my Windex on my desk here.
Oh, put that away.
Cleaning the studio up a little bit for you today.
That's nice.
Breaking it down, a little bit of Running Man. No, that's the cabbage pad. Now what's that?
So you should clean the rest of the house too while you're at it. Help the wife out.
Right, you mean the rest of the radio station? I should probably do that.
Yes, of course. That is what I mean.
I should definitely go to every studio and clean the desks and the studios.
That would
and
be
the
nice,
microphones.
Actually. We could use a little bit of
Hizzy.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. Of course, social media freaking out over Alabama. And, the freak out that's happening is interesting to me because if you only went to social media, you would think America is nothing but the abortion debate. That's it. It's all we are, nothing else. It's all that's going on. By the way, it's going to be Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Broyette, or Bruyette. It's a French name. He even messed it up a couple of times.
He did? How about Bruyette?
Well, maybe he didn't. Bruyette. Maybe he didn't, but...
Yeah.
No, it's not Bruyette. No. It's definitely Bruyette.
Okay.
Is how he's pronouncing it. I'm like, well, why are you pronouncing it that way? He said, don't question me on my name pronunciation,
hello,
Sparky.
It's his name.
You just said Bruyette. Why are you on his side?
I don't know. Sounds nice. I like Bruyette.
Yeah, it does. There you go. So we'll have him on, and that's going to be hour three. We're going to talk about a new deal that was just announced in Louisiana, more liquefied natural gas going over to Europe. And we also talk about the situation in Venezuela. Are they watching that very closely when it comes to what's going on? I mean, energy is why you've got Russia, Cuba, and Iran suddenly in South America. We'll talk about that interesting stuff. Phil Kirpin, he's back from AmericanCommitment.org, and he's talking about electric vehicles. You know, we subsidize the sale of electric vehicles, but that's supposed to be phased out. And the subsidy up to $7,500 a car, Kerry, $7,500 a car.
Wow.
We, the taxpayers, are paying. That's being phased out. It's starting to go away. Well, people are, of course, from the electric car manufacturers are freaking out. California's freaking out. I was blown away by this number. 50%, half of the electric vehicles sold in this country are sold in California. Because California's got super extra regulations to try to get you to stop driving gasoline cars.
Sure.
And they do. And plus, they're giving you an extra subsidy on top of the $7,500. So it's a money grab, and it's a money grab of your money. So in essence, Texas and Iowa and Minnesota and fill in the blank, wherever you happen to be listening right now, you're all subsidizing Californians. You know, a state where they can't get the economy right, they can't get the budget right. We're helping them to feel better about themselves because they're driving electric cars. And by the way, electric cars, the full electric cars like the Teslas and so on, are very expensive. Why are we giving people who can afford these a big fat tax break simply because they're buying a certain kind of car? I don't get it. I did not get a tax break when I bought my SUV, Kerry. I'm just saying.
I didn't either, as a matter of fact. Wish.
Had a moment yesterday. You can imagine this. Had a moment yesterday in driving down the road, and county sheriff behind me, lights blaring.
Oh, that's a shocker.
I look down, I'm in a 65 zone.
And you're going 80, 90, 90.
75. Uh-huh. 75, I was not going 80 or 90, stop.
Okay, but 75 and a 65.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he's got me. So I immediately get out of his way as a courtesy. I get out of his way, and he went past me like 105. I'm like, yes.
Oh.
And there was another one right behind him without the lights on, also going 100-something miles an hour, you know, past me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, well, there's an emergency that's more important than me going a couple of miles an hour over the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of notches is all I was. And get out of his way, and I think he probably was going to pull me. He's like, well, you know, he was so courteous. I'm going to let him go today.
I'm sure that's what
but
he
down
thought.
The road a little bit, though, they had a car pulled over. It must have been some big deal because I don't know why you had to have two that were speeding like that to get to it. But there must have been something going on. So you ever have the, because I'm guessing you drive like a fart. You probably.
What is that supposed to mean?
Don't, like an old fart. I think the old farts drive slowly.
No, I do not. I do not.
So you drive fast?
You're a fast driver? I do not. I drive just the right amount, just the perfect speed limit.
So,
I never
so like an OF, like I said.
No, I'm not one of those people.
Like you're an of. You're an of when you're behind the wheel. You're an OF.
An of. Uh-huh.
So I mean, have you ever had that where the lights are on in your rearview mirror and you're like, God damn it?
Yeah, or there have been on the side of the road and then I just see him and I look at how fast I'm going, oh crap, he's got me. I know he's got me. And nope, I keep
have
going.
You ever received a speeding ticket?
I have.
Wow.
I have.
Wow. Yeah. So you are not Polo behind the wheel. Polo, I'm guessing you have never been pulled over, right?
I have.
Mm. Not for speeding, though. Maybe for eating chicken wings from Walmart while driving down the road, but you did not get pulled over for speeding.
No, I have. I mean, it was a long time ago, but I have.
What?
Yeah.
Carrie, there was a time when, like, every Thursday, Polo and I would go to the buffet after the show.
Yeah, I don't think I was invited, but yeah, go ahead.
You still hated me at the time. You hadn't come around yet.
Okay.
We're not inviting the girl. Forget it. She hates me. But I would get there, eat two plates before Polo would pull in.
You're telling me you're a slow driver, huh?
Oh, my God.
Or you were just way too fast.
I didn't know how to get through the first time, so I followed him.
Mm-hmm.
The show ends at 8 o'clock Central. We got there at 9:15.
Oh,
come on.
It's 3 miles away. It's 3 miles away.
We got there. Man. No.
I'm telling you. We also had to stop because I think there was a kid in the bathroom once who didn't have any toilet paper and he was begging me to help him. Didn't that happen, Paul? Was some kid needed toilet paper?
No, I think what happened was he needed help washing his hands and he couldn't reach.
That's right.
So he was You're like, he's like, I need help. And I think he said,
right.
I can help you.
The last thing I'm going to do, you know, Mr. Public Figure, they pick up some 4-year-old in the bathroom, in the men's room, and I'm holding the 4-year-old as his father walks in, wondering what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to help you wash your hands. Get your daddy.
Yeah, it's a wise move.
I might have said the words, I'm not your daddy. And then I told Paul the story when I got back. He's like, really? You can help the kid wash his hands? So there you go. That's why the buffet ended up stopping because Paul just, it took him too long to get there. I get home at like 11:30. I'm like, dude, I just want to go to the Golden Corral. What's the issue? All right, so the social media, now, again, you don't pay much attention to social media. I'm actually not knocking you for that because I think you're smart to ignore it a lot. But starting last night, Alabama was the top trend. It still is.
Can imagine, yeah.
And the freak out is this, it's a proposed law. It's a bill. It hasn't been signed by the governor yet. And the reports by the lefties on social media are that Alabama is trying to pass a law that bans all abortion, period, end of story. That's it. Forget it. You can't have one. And if you're the doctor that performs the abortion, you're going to go to jail and a felony or prison for 15 years. Now, I have not read the law. I don't have it in front of me. I do have affiliates in Alabama, and I want to make sure I get it right. So, Carrie, before we hit the break, do me a favor and give me whatever you have that is an inclusive story.
Okay.
And it's going to be hard today because the stories that I've seen are all very, very left-leaning. Now, I know that you've got sources that aren't, and you'll give us the straight skinny. But I either think that it's being misrepresented or the freakout is justified. I don't know. But we're going to get into it in earnest. And again, I'm not going to debate you on abortion. And I don't mean you, Carrie. I'm not going to debate the listeners on abortion because, A, you're wrong. It is killing a human life. You're not going to change my mind. And if you believe that it is okay to kill the human life, then I'm not going to change your mind. So let's not do that. Let's talk about what this law actually proposes to do and whether I can agree with it on its merits and on its actually what it says. I'm not going to take Twitter's version of it. I want to get the real version. Carrie, help me out here.
From CBS News, the Alabama State Senate passed a near total abortion ban in a 25-6 vote on Tuesday night. The legislation provides no exceptions for rape or incest. The bill is the most restrictive anti-abortion measure passed since Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. And the bill now heads to Governor Kay Ivey, a Republican. If she signs it, the bill will become law. Up until Tuesday, she has withheld public comment on the legislation. The legislation, House Bill 314, Human Life Protection Act, bans all abortions in the state except when abortion is necessary in order to prevent a serious health risk to the woman, according to the bill's text. It criminalizes the procedure, reclassifying abortion as a Class A felony, punishable by up to 99 years in prison for doctors. Attempted abortions will be reclassified as a Class C penalty. It's a sad day in Alabama, as Senate Minority Leader Bobby Singleton in the debate leading up to the vote. You just said to my daughter, you don't matter. You don't matter in the state of Alabama. After the bill passed, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth voiced his support for the measure. With liberal states approving radical late-term and post-birth abortions, Roe must be challenged. question. I'm proud Alabama is leading the way, Ainsworth tweeted on Tuesday night. Alabama's ban is the latest in an onslaught of state-level anti-abortion measures that activists hope will be taken up by the Supreme Court and potentially overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that protects a woman's right to the procedure. Last week, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law the state's so-called fetal heartbeat bill, a measure that will prohibit abortions after heartbeat is detected in an embryo, which is typically 5 to 6 weeks into a pregnancy and before most women know that they're pregnant. The state was the sixth to pass such a law, the fourth this year alone.
CBS News is okay. I'm not judging you're choosing it because that's what you had available. But CBS News also has a left-leaning tinge. What CBS News left out of the story, and Kerry, you can listen to what you just said. You can verify this for me if you'd like. They left out of the story that it's when the mother's life or health is at risk.
Right.
They can still get an abortion.
Yes.
Or if the unborn child is known to have a serious enough medical issue that it would likely be stillborn, then you could also abort.
Yes, that was
That's
not
also in
the
there.
Story. Yeah.
And it should be. And yes, again, I'm calling CBS News out, not you, because CBS News knows that. Now, so let's get down to the actual issue that people are freaking out over. The far leftist, pro-kill-the-unborn-child, abortionist wannabe people, these people are alleging that this is a heinous, disgusting, horrible law because it doesn't allow for an abortion in the cases of rape and incest. That's the freakout. Of course, my response was very direct. All right, so you're saying if they include rape and incest in this law, you're for the law? Kerry, do you think any of them agreed with me?
No.
None of them. So that's not really what it's about, but they're pretending that this law is horrible because of those or the lack of those exclusions. So let's talk about those things specifically. Cases of incest, cases of rape. Let's talk, when we get back, we'll talk about those specifically. Because it doesn't include those in this bill, does that mean this bill should go away? If you're somebody who's pro-abortion, I'm not going to say pro-choice because there are two choices. If you're pro-choice, you're pro-abortion. If you're pro-abortion, are you okay with this bill being signed into law in Alabama if they include rape and incest? I mean, I already know the answer. I'm asking anyway. I'm just going to see how honest you're going to be. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your calls when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
With approved credit, see dealer website for details.
Your kids may ignore you, but your smart speaker never will.
Alexa, play 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
Great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS. The social media is blowing up over this Alabama law. Kerry just read you the story outlining what the law is, although the story was not complete. Not her fault, CBS News' fault. But there are very few exceptions in the law when it comes to abortion in Alabama. Abortion has always been a state's rights thing. It was never intended to be a federal thing. It became a federal thing because of privacy in medical procedures and decisions by U.S. citizens. And the privacy right is what it was. It was not you have the right to abort. Abortion isn't in the Constitution anywhere. The Supreme Court decision in 1973 was about your privacy and whether the state gets to get involved in telling you what you can and can't do when it comes to a medical procedure. We probably should redefine abortion from calling it a medical procedure, which it's really not. It's just it's a termination. It's an extermination. It's not a medical procedure necessarily, although alleged doctors do them. Having said that, I want to break down the rape and incest section. And this isn't a fun conversation. I get it. But I want to have the conversation so we can move on to some other stuff that's going on, including what Bill Barr had to say to Nancy Pelosi, right? Am I right, Kerry?
Yes. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Am I right?
Made a little joke.
Am I right?
Jokey.
You know why? Because BBDC.
Bill Barr don't care.
Bill Barr don't care. That's all I'm saying. So we'll have that for you, which is interesting. I'll have you know that I did post the Pags parody, Lion Bill Nye, from yesterday. I listened to it again last night. I can tell you, it was good. Now, I'm going to say something that you might find surprising. Kerry, it was much better than the Unchained Melody thing I did.
Oh, I remember that one.
That was about Joe Biden, what a creep he is and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
This one yesterday was actually much better. I think the reason why you didn't warm up to it is, and I take this as an extreme compliment, I didn't sing as much as I could have in the song.
You think that's why I didn't like it?
I think that you actually missed some Pagsy vocals.
More Pags singing?
More Pagsy.
Don't know about that. I don't know. Keep searching for another answer, I'm thinking.
I did a survey beforehand, and I think most people agree that you wanted to hear more of me singing.
I think you may be wrong.
Most people agree what you want.
Okay.
So, sometimes less is more.
I did less yesterday, and it was more space where people wanted me to sing. Now, to go and check out my parodies, and those of you new to the show don't realize this, but I will sing stupid songs about anything and ruin your favorite song any day of the week.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
you never know when it's coming.
Yep.
I almost did another one today.
True.
This is who I am.
Oh, man. Come on.
So, yeah. JoePags.com, JoePags.com. And click on parodies. And there's actually a playlist that I've created in YouTube where you can go and check out all of my parodies. And this is the one that'll be the first one that you see. It's called Lion Bill Nye. The only issue is that I took it off the live stream, and for most of the time we see you.
I know. I saw that still photo that
the preview
you posted.
Picture
it's
is
like,
you.
Oh my gosh! I feel like I'm making such a stinky, ugly face because I'm listening to the song. No.
Oh, and then at one point you burst out laughing because obviously Polo made a face at you. Although it's in a good place in the song where it almost looks like you're laughing at the words, but you weren't.
Oh.
Clearly, he did something to cause that laughter. So if you want to see Carrie and mainly Carrie on the parody, go and check it out. You also got a wide shot of the side of my head, and then eventually you'll see me, you know, straight on. But you'll hear the song. And I got to tell you, vocally, I think I nailed it.
Maybe listen to it again.
Because I went back
tonight
and listened to the Joe Biden one. Oh, rough.
Yeah.
Rough.
And you're saying this was good.
Well, it was.
Yesterday's was good.
It was. Huh. Oh, no, absolutely. I think that I nailed it.
Okay.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
Okay. Do we need a drug test?
You disagree.
I'm just asking. Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. Get ears checked. I got a good doctor's name.
My ears are fine.
I love about that.
Before I heard that parody.
Oh, whatever. See, but I saw that coming. All right, so we're going to take a bunch of phone calls on this. I don't want to shortchange you on the phone line. So let me just give you about a minute before we hit the break and tell you where I am. Rape and incest account for less than 1% of all abortions. Pregnancies as a result of rape and incest. Rape and incest are disgusting. They're violent. They're horrific. But I really do want to have the discussion. The unborn child, what did it do? The unborn child should be killed because a horrible thing happened to a person. Look, morally speaking, all conceived eggs and fertilized eggs and children growing should be born, morally speaking. But legitimately speaking, and the father of five daughters speaking, do I understand why a woman would not want to carry such a child inside of her? Yes, I do understand that. Should that be discussed? Should that be part of any law going forward when it comes to restrictions on killing the unborn? Yeah, it should be discussed. Was it adequately in Alabama? I don't know. And I want your thoughts on that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com.
This is
a black Democrat presidential candidate says a gay white presidential candidate is leading because of privilege. This is going to be fun. Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there also. The live video feed. Glad to have you along for the ride. Before we jump on the phone lines, and I'll give you some stats on abortions and so on. Carrie, have you heard the news about the ratings in San Antonio?
I saw them, and it's fantastic. Yes.
Let me say this. We love every station where we are. We love the managers that decide to put us on and take a chance. We love the audience. It's amazing. It's simply amazing. Our flagship is in San Antonio, WOAI Radio, 1200, News Radio 1200, WOAI. And the audience here has been just immense. It's been, they're just great friends of ours. And man, and we're seeing these, we just got numbers in Hawaii that were the best we've ever seen. So we're doing it just about everywhere, and it's humbling. I mean, I'm not saying that we deserve it. I'm saying that we get these numbers, and I go, wow, people really are sort of tuning in and getting what we're laying down. But in San Antonio, we're like number one in several demographics.
That's awesome, isn't that? That's
I mean, over every music radio station.
Congratulations.
Think about that.
I know. It's huge.
I mean, And when it comes to the breakdowns that are really important to advertise, we're like top five everywhere. So thank you, San Antonio and the surrounding areas. Thank you so much for listening. Appreciate that you're getting it. And if you hate the show but you're still listening, thank you too. Gary, they don't have to love the show. Look, if you're
just
if you hate
you're listening,
it, and you're still
fine.
Tuned in,
yeah.
We're fine.
It's all good. Yeah.
We're good with that.
Yep.
Now, look, and I'm not dumb. I realize, because like some guy wrote me a message on Facebook earlier. He said, I love the Carrie Lockie show with that Joe guy. So, look, I get it. The people are listening for the chocolate voice. I understand.
Mm.
So I'm going to share my ratings bonus with all of you guys.
You what? Get a ratings bonus from this one? You're telling
no.
us?
But if I did, I would probably share.
I
asked for a ratings bonus, and they said, you make too much money as it is. And like Charlie Parker says in the morning, when I walk into the building, when I leave the building, I suck all the money out with me. What does that even mean? I don't know what that means.
A compliment for you.
I think it is.
Not for anybody else.
Or I'm just a money sucker. I've never been referred to as that, but you know, he's on the Facebook and he gets all the money in the building. I'm just, you know, so there you go. But thank you to the people of San Antonio and the surrounding areas. We really appreciate you. Now, that doesn't mean I appreciate the people outside of San Antonio less because I don't. Our ratings are simply doing great everywhere, but it's always a good start when the foundation, the home market where we were way before we went syndicated, still gets what we're laying
That's
down.
Awesome.
So I appreciate you. All right. When it comes to abortions in the United States, and Carrie, do me a favor, do not let me talk about this after this hour.
Okay. I will hold you to that.
Because, again, it's the biggest trend, it's the biggest story, it's the biggest everything, but that's not the show we do. I can't do this. We have to have some fun, too, and we have
hours.
To break down some other stuff.
Yeah.
But I have this from a website, abort73.com, and these numbers, I'm sure, can be verified from outside sources, too. In 2004, there was an anonymous study done on women who had abortions. And the women were answering questions as to how they got pregnant or the reason for the abortion. Victims of rape, 0.5, it was less than 0.5 of a percent. Now, for those who don't get it, that's less than half of 1% of all abortions are about rape or incest, according to this study. Others because the baby had a health problem, or the unborn child did, physical health problems for the mother. It would interfere with my education or career was 4%. Not mature enough to raise a child, 7%, so kill it. 8% don't want to be a single mother. 19% I'm done having children. 23% had abortions because they couldn't afford the baby. And 25% said they weren't ready for a child. So 94% were for reasons other than rape, and 6% didn't say what the reason was. But again, less than 1%. In 2015, so a much more modern study, the state of Florida did a study of the women who had 71,740 abortions. The results were the pregnancy resulted from an incestuous relationship, 0.001 of a percent. Now, Carrie, how small is that number?
It's pretty tiny.
Not 0.1, which would be 1/10 of a percent. This is 1/1000th of a percent. That means nearly nobody. The woman was raped was 0.085 of a percent. So much less than 1/10 of a percent was because of rape. Adding rape and incest together in the state of Florida in 2015, you're looking at 0.086 of a percent out of over 71,000 abortions. Now, why is it that people are trying to make the argument to me that the Alabama bill is disgusting because it doesn't include rape? Even if you included that, it's far less than 1% of all cases. Are you then for the bill? Are you then for the law? Let's not lie about this. Let's not make stuff up. Let's be real. These numbers are real. These are verifiable. So the whole argument about rape and incest, like I have this listener who listens to me all the time, happens to be in Southern California. It says that she's conservative, but wanted to argue with me about how a 12-year-old who was a victim of an incestuous relationship wouldn't be allowed to have an abortion, and that's why it's a disgusting, horrible. And I said, you are going to the extremist example we could possibly find, which is, I think I said it was less than 5%. It's well under 1%. She ended up unfollowing me, and I guess it dropped the F-bomb and everything else. But I want to have a real conversation. I would like to have the conversation about, does the child have the right to be born if it's conceived of rape or incest? It's a tough one. I'm not God. I'm not Jesus. I'm not Allah. I'm not Buddha. I'm not whatever God you follow. So I don't know I'm not the be-all, end-all, but I do try to think through things. I'm a thinker. Thinker. I'm a thinker. Carrie, I'm a thinker.
I got it.
You didn't agree. You just got it.
I got it.
Yes. You didn't say, I agree. You are a thinker, Joe. You said, I got it. I got that you're saying that.
Yes,
I'm
going
to leave it there.
Exactly.
All right. But in the cases of rape and incest, it's hard. It's difficult. I would like to have the conversation and really hear people out. But I want you to realize that we're having a conversation about nearly nothing when it comes to abortion. I mean, statistically, it's near zero. So, I mean, we can say that if you want, but only if you're going to be truthful. And being truthful means answer this question and be truthful. If they included rape and incest, which is far less than 1% of all abortions, are you then for the law? Carrie, what do you think their answer would be?
My guess would be no, they would not be for the law.
Yeah, of course not. Of course they would, because they're lying. All right, let me go to the phone lines and say, I definitely want to break this down. I'm not going to take this past this hour, though, because I can't do abortion for 3 hours. Some talk show hosts can. And maybe they make it interesting, but this isn't interesting to me anymore. This is a bunch of lefties yelling and screaming about women's reproductive rights, which really means I want to be able to kill any unborn child I want. Go back to the study that I just told you. I don't feel like having a baby. I've already had enough kids. That's a reason to kill somebody? What if you have 3 kids at the house now? You're like, damn, if I only had 2, I could buy that new car. Let me shoot this kid. Well, that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? How is that different? Because you haven't seen its face yet? Because you haven't named it yet? What are you talking about? Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time, Todd. What's on your mind? Hi.
Joe, absolutely great to talk to you from the great state of Alaska.
Thank you, sir.
I want to say hi, Carrie, because I love Carrie.
Wow.
Hello. Thank you.
Wow.
Sorry, my brother. Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead, Todd. You're going to get Rickrolled, but I'll let you say what you want to say. Go ahead.
No, here's my concern, and here's what I see. I am a conservative and yada yada, but when you watch the news, you only see extreme left or extreme right. Look at, any of the court, you watch TV and there is no middle ground. And being a dad, and I adopted 2 girls.
Yeah.
So I'll throw that one out there. I love them with all my heart.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. And I talked to my wife over lunch about your very show and about this very topic. And I'm struggling with, it has to be extreme left or it has to be extreme right. So, you talked about statistics and the word nearly, and that stuck out to me because okay, we can say it's 0.000 whatever percent. But then I turn around and look, I look at my 14-year-old daughter or my 19-year-old daughter. And what if it's her? If was she that 0.001%? And I would struggle saying, well, you've got to raise this kid that, you were raped or there was incest.
I want to make sure that you understand. Let me just interject this because I think that you missed my point. My point wasn't that it never happens. I actually gave you stats that show that it does happen. My point was the left on social media and in our society and in pop culture are pretending that people are raped and are being forced into incest. They're conceiving children, and Alabama's making millions of them now have the babies. The reason why I bring it up is because it's a specious argument. I've already said a million times, if we say, yes, you can have an abortion when the mother's life is at risk, when it's rape or incest, are you now pro-life in every other case? And the extreme left that you talk about, the lying left that pretends that it's about those 3 things, will still say no, anybody should be able to get an abortion anytime they want. The reason why I bring out how rare it is, and it's extremely rare, is because they're pretending like it's mainstream, and it happens just as much as people who abort because they just don't feel like having the baby. That I'm calling their bluff. I'm calling them out is what I'm doing, Todd.
No, and I absolutely agree with you, Joe, I just wanted to wrap it up there that, that there are certain circumstances. Take that away from, take that out of the argument. If Alabama...
That's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm saying take it out of the argument. But again, even let's say we do take it out of the argument and Alabama says, I listen to Todd and Joe on the radio. And Todd, they're probably listening. All of Alabama's listening right now. And they say, Todd and Joe made a lot of sense. Let's add life of the mother, which is already in there. Rape and incest cases, they can abort. Now, Todd, do you then think every leftist who's on Twitter and Facebook and on the news today will say, listen, I understand it. You shouldn't be having abortions because it's inconvenient. If they're going to add rape, incest, and the life of the mother, I'm now pro-life. Do you think that's really going to happen?
Absolutely not.
Of course not.
By taking it off the table, it removes the argument.
There shouldn't be an argument anyway. I'll be honest with you. There shouldn't be an argument anyway. It's a specious argument is what I'm saying. It's an argument about a very, very small percentage of people who become impregnated, but they're pretending like it's the mainstream and the main reason why people get abortions. That's the sales job. People are only getting abortions because they were raped, there was incest, or the life of the mother is at risk. And that's just simply a lie. 99.5 5%, actually 99.01 something percent, are getting the abortions for other reasons. Oh, Todd, can you hear that, by the way?
I can.
Oh, Carrie, I love you. I only call because Carrie's so wonderful. Oh, she's just the chocolate voice. Velvety smooth, Carrie. I love you. That. And Alaska.
All I send your ass to Alaska. You go hang out with Todd and his wife over lunch. Okay, I'm going to put you on a cruise to Alaska.
Nice. Yes, let's go.
Remember a couple of years ago, we both turned down the ability to go on a cruise to Alaska? Wasn't it going to take like 6 months?
I do remember that. Yeah, it's going to be a couple of weeks. But
It was an interesting concept, but I was not going to sit my ass on a boat for 2 weeks going to Alaska. I don't know. I want to go to Alaska, and I plan on going to Alaska.
Love it.
Maybe I'll send you there first. You can go and find us a nice spot in the frontier. And but no, I was not going to take a boat there for 2 weeks.
Oh, come on. It would have been fun. You don't know how to relax.
Right, so you want to do it?
Kick back. Yes.
You want to do it?
Yes. I'm down
for
that.
I'll call the sales department. I'll make it happen.
All right. All right. You do that. You're
going to put you on a boat by yourself for 2 weeks to Alaska.
No, not by myself. No.
Well, who do I have to send with you?
My husband, yes. And my husband.
Now, I talked to him. He doesn't want to go.
He would too.
Mario doesn't want to go. He said, no way.
He does, yes.
He said, Brosif, I'll be watching the dolphin. She can go her ass to Alaska. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. More of your calls when we come back. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
What you need to face the day.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes.
It is incredibly helpful to start my day off with this.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Carrie's got an update on that story in a moment. Right now, I want to tell you about ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is a virtual private network. Virtual private networking, actually what it does is it takes your surfing on the internet, and it makes it hard for websites, or even impossible for websites, to see who you are. Because as it is, we've all got an IP address, an internet protocol address. The IP address is like your personal phone number. That does identify who you are, and generally speaking, where you are. With ExpressVPN, you can anonymously surf. You're safe and secure. There aren't people having the ability to get in and find your passwords and get your credit card numbers and your bank account numbers and stuff like that. It is a much safer way to surf. And it actually tells your ISP, your internet service provider, stop collecting my information and selling it to somebody for a profit. They shouldn't be doing that either. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/pags. ExpressVPN.com/pags for 3 months free with a 1 year package. ExpressVPN.com/pags to learn more right now. Carrie, even as we speak, you told me during the break that you've got an update on this story. Fill me in.
I do. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey just signed the state's controversial near total abortion ban. Quote, today I signed into law the Alabama Human Life Protection Act, Ivey wrote in a statement Wednesday evening to the bill's many supporters. This legislation stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God.
Interesting. Very interesting, because there was a push, and here's a woman, a female governor. Here's a push, or there was a push by people on the left for her to at least include incest and rape. And there were no changes as far as you know?
As far as I know, there were no changes.
So it's very interesting. And again, I don't want to extend this past this hour. I may have to with the breaking news. We'll see. Let me grab a couple of phone calls before we get out of here for this hour, because I'm still waiting to hear the case about rape and incest, which, again, is far less than 1% of the cases. It's Brooke, who is in Tulsa. Brooke, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, you're number one out here in Tulsa, too, Joe.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, we love Tulsa. What's happening?
Well, the wife and I were talking, and we might be missing something, so we wanted, obviously, your opinion. What would be the problem with abortion court?
You mean, in essence, the mother and father go in front of a judge and then the judge decides, or just the woman goes before the judge, or what?
No, everybody's involved. Everybody's got to consent to it. There's got to be a legitimate reason. And I think that you'd probably find that 95% of the time it wouldn't be justified, you know?
No, I think you're probably right, but you realize that even including the father or the potential father, that would mean that you could never, ever do this, because you have to understand men are always bad and women get to make their own decisions about what's happening inside their bodies, even if the person inside the body is DNA-wise and chromosomes-wise a very different person than the woman herself. But you could never include the guy. I mean, that's just horrible. You can't include the guy. It's bad.
Is that what we're missing? Is that the father would have some say in it?
You need to understand that men are bad, Brooke.
Okay.
You need to get
I
that
do understand
head.
That. I'm a white man. I'm 44 years old.
Oh, you're
I
the worst.
MAGA country.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah,
are you a Christian?
Yes,
oh,
I'm a Christian.
You're horrible. You're a horrible guy.
I know.
Bad man.
I filter it through you and maybe give me some credibility.
Well, you know, I'm actually Southern Italian, so I'm not as white as you. Clearly, you're very white. But at the end of the day, the fact that we're men means that we have no say whatsoever in whether a child we took part in creating is born or not. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, it is.
Rick, well, I appreciate
you. If you can get married, you have to go to court to undo a contract. Terminate a contract, we're terminating life.
There you go. You know? Rick, I got to run. I think he makes a good point. It won't happen. Makes a good point. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pat.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pag Show.
This is the Joe Pag Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, Newsmax TV, glad to have you. The Joe Pag Show, coming your way on a Wednesday. That is a hump day. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hump to bump. That's how we do. Carrie started up mildly with the just a head. A little bit. Mm-hmm. Throw the neck in there, you know.
Yeah.
Bite the bottom lip.
How are you going to do that?
No, you're not going to.
No.
You're going to bite the bottom lip?
No.
Cabbage patch it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if somebody at a recent wedding asked me what is the cabbage patch, I had to do it for her. The Running Man?
Really? Yeah. Dude, you got to come up
Listen.
With some up-to-date moves.
How about this? Oh, how about you come up with any? What?
No.
What did I just say? Where are your moves? This is what we get. In hour three, I give in to Kerry Lockie, and I play Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. The guy used to have hair. He's a hair club member now. And this is all we get from Kerry all week. This is the only move that we get from Kerry.
What are you doing? Because I can't see you.
That's all we got.
What did you do?
That's it. Nothing more. That's all she'll do for the people.
I'm not going to dance.
I'm
not doing that.
Doing all of it. Oh. And this is all Carrie will get. Close the eyes and just move the head a little bit.
Leave me alone.
That's it.
Leave me alone.
You know, I'm telling the truth. I will bring videos up for the past 2 years that I've been playing this stupid song. And it's the same thing every week. One more time.
Quit.
That's all you're getting. That's it. So, a little hump to bump and a hump day for you. Glad to have you along for the ride. Because we just had the breaking news before the top of the hour, and because the governor now has signed this bill into law in Alabama, you're going to have a fight that's going to go to the Supreme Court. Already Planned Parenthood is suing. I'm sure the ACLU is probably going to sue. ACLU used to actually be about American civil liberties. In other words, American constitutional rights. Now, it's just about far-left progressivism. But the one person everybody's talking about when it comes to this abortion bill, this abortion law now in Alabama, they're all talking about Chris Evans. You know who Chris Evans is, right?
Yeah, the actor.
Polo certainly knows. Now, have you guys seen the latest one? The latest, whatever, the hey, look at us, we're a bunch of
Endgame.
Superhero movies. What is it called?
Endgame,
yeah.
Have
you, Polo, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I probably will. I like the movies. And I think Chris Evans does a very good job as Captain America. Wasn't he like Fireboy or something with the Fantastic Four or
the
something
Human
before
Torch.
This?
Yes.
There you go. Is that Fireboy?
No.
Come on. I thought
Human
that was
Torch
his name.
Sounds much better.
No.
I don't know. I thought he was the Fireboy. Because listen, on Taco Tuesday, I can be the Human Torch too. You
no,
know what I'm saying?
No, stop.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Know what
no,
I'm saying?
No.
So you got Fireboy there, and now he's Captain America. And I think he plays the role very well. And I'll see the end game. I don't know that I've seen all of them up till this, and I probably should before I just see Endgame. But I've seen many of them. But I've never really understood why he's injecting himself in politics. His take on Charlottesville alone shows me what a dope he is. Can I call Captain America a dope?
Well, you can. Yeah, if you want. A lot of people would disagree.
Here he is. He's a big dope. Yeah, he's a dope. And because he doesn't know what the president said, doesn't know what context it's in. He's heard from the far left media. He's believed it. And he's regurgitated it over and over that the president must be a bigot. He must be a racist. He's a horrible person. He's disgusting. Well, for some reason, Chris Evans has now injected himself into the law in Alabama because he tweeted something about if you care about Roe v. Wade and you're not against this and you're not paying attention to some crap, it's as if the left in his country. Chris Evans leading them, I guess. This actor, he and Alyssa Milano leading the pack. Somehow the smartest people in the room, I guess, are Alyssa Milano and this guy. They really love Roe v. Wade. The woman who was Roe felt horrible that she ever brought the case and spent the rest of her life trying to stop abortions. Nobody ever talks about that. Karen, am I making that up?
No, you're not.
So the idea that you have to be in love with Roe v. Wade, a case the woman wished she never brought, is stupid. And it may be why people like Chris Evans and Alyssa Milano were better off reading the words of someone else. He doesn't understand context of English words said by the president about Charlottesville. He loves Roe v. Wade. I'm not sure he knows why he loves it. And Alyssa Milano is on a sex strike. Carrie, can you check? Is she still on that strike?
I can check. I don't know if she's mentioned it lately, but...
I don't know. Well, I mean, how does it work? When she's done with the strike, will she announce
is
that she's had relations?
About it? I guess.
Just to let you know, strike's over. Carry on. What is she going to do?
I'm not sure.
How do we get the update on Alyssa Milano and her sex life?
I'm not sure that I want that update.
Now, can I ask her that on the Twitter, or will be blocked and banned if I do that?
I think you'll be blocked and banned if you do.
Alyssa, you still good on the sex strike, or what's going on? Is she married?
Answer you. I think so.
Polo probably knows. Is she married?
Who's that again?
Really? Can you stop eating and doing picking your nose? Maybe just for 1 second, listen to the show.
I was reading.
Alyssa
something.
Milano, is she married?
I don't think so.
I thought she might have been.
I think she is.
I thought she might be married.
Yeah.
Somebody find out if Alyssa Milano's married, because I want to get her husband on the show.
Yeah, she is married.
How are things going at the house?
She's married.
What's his name?
David Bugliari.
I'm sorry?
David
Come on, she married Bugliari. One of my people, really?
I mean, she's one of your people.
I guess she's one of my people, too. That's true. Yeah. All right, so you got a couple of Italians there, and there's just no sex happening in the house? Okay, what's his name? Anthony Bugliari?
David Bugliari.
David, either way. So David Bugliari, and I think I could be wrong because my Italian is a little bit weak right now, but I think Bugliari actually means boogers.
Oh,
I actually think that's what it means. The formal is mucus. It means mucus.
Oh, okay. I see.
Can you see if you can get David Bugliari on the program? I'd like to have him on.
I don't think it's going to come on the show.
To cajole him to come on, just tell him that, first of all, my last name is Pagliarulo, so I've got a long Italian name.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, I just want to ask him one question.
Yeah.
Then I'll let him go.
Yeah.
That's it.
What question would that be?
What are you
be?
Waiting for? You don't know what question it'll be for Alyssa Milano's husband? What question do you think it would be? Polo knows. He's not even paying attention. Right? No. Is the sex strike still? Well, listen, don't be so uncouth about it, Carrie.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm trying to ask
me.
It in
you're
a nice way.
Uncouth. Oh, okay.
Hey, David, you haven't sex yet?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, it's the same thing.
I thought she would have asked
sex
him,
strike over?
Who's the boss?
Ah, see? Yeah. Well, she's obviously the boss.
Right. Because, I mean, I would ask it
in a better way than Carrie just said. I'll say that.
you're still not ever going to be able to ask him. He'll never come on the show.
Because you could say, any action? Yeah. Is it happening?
Just come out with it.
You getting it done? Relations?
Getting it done.
What?
Wow.
That's right. Is that not an appropriate way to ask?
Not very good,
you
getting
it done? Oh. You can ask that. No. Why can't you ask that?
Oh.
Hey, David, you getting it done? I think that's a perfect way to ask it.
No,
then let the guy
really
answer, then just shut up.
Yeah.
There's just like a good salesman. You ask a question, then you just shut up and wait for the answer.
He will not be answering you.
Now, if he follows up, I mean, what do you mean getting it done? You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Pags?
Making it happen?
Making what happen?
Relations?
Dude.
Can I say the horizontal mambo at all? Can I?
No.
What?
Can you use
Why not?
No.
Is there something wrong with
you? Could you be a
baseball
pig.
Analogy?
You can ask me.
Any home runs in the house?
I was going to say, are we making his way around the bases, or is he stuck at home plate?
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, I want to be done with this conversation.
Well, Carrie, let's say that what's his name, David Bugliari?
Bugliari. I think
exactly.
That's
there's an L in there. I forgot the L.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get the offer, let's say he says, I'll come on the show, but Carrie, you've got to ask me the questions. What would you say to him?
Oh, man. I would not ask him if the sex strike is over. I'm sorry. I would not do it.
You don't have to say the word sex. Be creative. What would you ask him?
No. I would ask him if he agrees with his wife's opinions on these things and how he feels about it.
What a horrible interview that would be. What a sucky interview.
Well,
come on. You know what you want to know. You know what you want to know. She's claiming
really
there's a sex strike. I want to know if he's okay with this.
No.
Did you know that she was going to announce a sex strike? Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
Have you crossed the picket line yet? You can ask him that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Have you crossed the picket line and then go, wink, wink? You can say wink, wink. You actually say
I'm
wink.
Not. Nope.
So in other words, you would turn down the interview with David Bugliari.
Bugliari, probably.
You would turn down the interview with the...
I think I would. Yeah, there's nothing I really want to ask. I'm not asking him about that, not about their relations.
Okay, how about you just ask him about the climate? Is the weather still chilly in the bedroom? See?
No.
That could be about the thermostat. That could be about anything.
But it's not. No. I'm not asking him any questions.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. So Chris Evans and Alyssa Milano, they are the ones that are setting the pop culture in our country. It's ridiculous. Long and short of it is, you've got this new law now in Alabama. And the law basically says you can't have an abortion, period, unless the mother's life is at risk or unless the unborn child is so medically found to be unable to survive. It would be a stillborn, basically. Other than that, you can't have an abortion. This is going to go to the Supreme Court, that's for sure. But right before the top of this hour, the governor in that state signed it into law. It's not even just a bill anymore. It's a law. And the left in this country is pretending that because it doesn't include victims of rape and incest, that this is a horrible, disgusting law. And my question is very simple. So if they included cases of rape and incest, you would be for this law then, right? And the answer is, of course not. Carrie, we're going to take a break here, but during the break, try to come up with a creative way to ask him if he's getting it done.
Nope. No, will not. Will not ask.
What's wrong with actually saying that? Are you getting it done?
No.
Right.
No.
That could mean landscaping. That could mean fixing the car. No. You don't know what it means.
I do know what it means. It doesn't mean landscaping, okay?
Okay, to Daniel, who just wrote me a note, no. Well, I'm not going to. I don't think the word nasty should be used.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but
I'm just
going to
say that. I'm just
going to
say I don't think
should.
That should be used. Uh-huh. What's that?
But horizontal mambo should? Is that what you're saying?
What's wrong with that? That could mean anything. Two words, horizontal and mambo. I mean, it's not dirty unless you've got a dirty mind.
Well, we all
Why, did you find something dirty
means.
About that?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
You do,
wow.
too, because you know what I'm talking about.
Ew.
Don't put this
ew,
on
I just
me.
Went through. I was talking about dancing.
You were not, no.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show for your Wednesday. Carrie, let me just say something that's obvious.
Yes?
I love the audience. I love the ratings that are through they're through the freaking roof. Okay, I love it. But man, some of you people are stupid. I'm just going to put it right. If you
okay.
Listen, you want to check my email for a minute on this topic that we just had?
No.
About whether
I think
Alyssa Milano's on strike?
I might pass on that.
I mean, people are talking about deli meat. Somebody's saying something about salami. I don't even know what that means.
No.
Stop. Stop. But I do want the answer. If somebody can get a hold of Alyssa Milano and just ask a simple question. What's the temperature in the bedroom? Can you say that?
No.
Can you not say that?
No, you cannot.
I'm talking about temperature.
No, you're not.
But I said the word temperature.
I understand, but you know what you mean. I know what you mean. You don't mean the actual temperature in the room.
I don't. But I said the word temperature.
I understand.
Why are we having this discussion? Why are you playing games with words?
You started all this.
I what?
You
I didn't
did
start
this.
Anything.
Yes.
It's a simple question. She called for a sex strike. I want to know if it's continuing.
You can't ask her that.
Jesse, anything on that? Can you get a hold of Alyssa? Jesse's at Newsmax in New York. She's probably in New York more than she's in Texas. Maybe he knows whether she's still on strike. Could be.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important question.
It
was the top trend of the week a few days ago.
It doesn't mean though.
Let me go to the phone lines and let me say hello and welcome to Jason, who's in Minnesota. Jason, what's going on?
Well, congratulations on getting the Minneapolis St. Paul market. I used to see you on Pluto TV.
Well, awesome. Yeah, I've been in Minneapolis St. Paul for like 5 years, but I'm glad that you just found us.
Oh, Jesus.
We love you.
I found you on the internet first.
Love it. I love that you listen, my friend. What's happening?
Yeah, well, I mean, to keep on point here, I'm from a violent rape. And I'm going to keep it on point. Although my life didn't really go all that well.
Yeah.
I made sure that by the time I had a child, his would.
Jason, how did you know that that's what you were the result of?
Well, my mom told me when I was three She was so young and dumb. Oh. She was like 22.
Right.
Well, so she was 19 when she had me.
Right.
But her mind wasn't quite right.
And I got you. Had,
her mom died just before I was born, like 2 weeks before I was born. So she was kind of, yeah, she had to like get committed and stuff. She was going nuts. But I mean, just for a short, you know.
What would you say to people? Because I'm glad that you were born, and you sound like a smart guy, and it sounds like you turned your life around, and you've helped people that you've created now since. What would you tell people who say, "Hey, if you're conceived of a rape, then you should just be aborted"?
Well, I tell them all the time. I'm Christian, and I tell them all the time. Pagans have been giving it to babies since the world began. I mean, they even. Herod heard from the wise men that the Messiah was born and wanted to kill every two-year-old. I mean, the kids have been getting it ever since. So I liken those people to that, to pagans. And I'm surprised that people who call themselves Christian are so far removed from that being a thing.
That's a great point, man. No, let me just stop
it's
you. That's a great point. Jason, they always, no. always go after those who can't help themselves. They go after the babies. You're right. But also, there are a lot
babies
of...
babies right now...
There are a lot of people who actually call themselves Christian who are vehemently for a woman having the right to kill an unborn child. I just find that to be so strange.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that I understand, you know, well, when I got deeper into it, I stopped stepping on ants and giggling, you know, got a little older too. But I pretty much tell everybody that, you know, my son, he went to a year of college and actually said here in Wisconsin, they're trying to teach me more, but he wanted to be a math teacher. He said, they're trying to teach me more about whether, you know, girls and this and that and social stuff than anything about teaching or math or anything. And so he stopped and now he's working for a pharmacist. You know, he's that other guy.
Jason,
the guy doing it.
I hear you, and you've got a unique story, and it's a rare story, but I'm glad that you're telling it, and I appreciate it.
But he's like in the National Honor Society
awesome.
And all that. And he really nailed it. Yeah.
Well, then you did a good job.
He wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have existed if I didn't.
Such a great point. Jason, I appreciate you, brother. Man, you know what I mean, Carrie?
I know. That is a story.
I mean, I didn't have the heart to ask him what he would ask Alyssa Milano.
That's a good thing. Yeah,
I didn't have it in me.
It's not good.
But can I just say this? I'm getting more ridiculous emails and Facebook messages
and
on this topic.
Whose fault is that? Your
how's it my fault? You're the one with the dirty mind. I'm asking about dancing. I'm asking about lunch meat.
About dancing.
I'm asking about temperature.
No.
Yes, I am.
This is all your fault. Your fault.
Let me just say this. I'm going to mark this date. It's May 15th, 2019. This is the day people realized. Who the dirty-minded person was on staff.
It's not me. It is you, brother. It's you.
And it rhymes with Airy. What? 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Phil Kirpin when we come back. American Commitment. Talking about subsidies for those who buy electric cars and how they should stop. Keep it here.
Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have this guy back, Phil Kirpin. He is the president of American Commitment. It's a great organization that is doing... Last time we spoke, it was great journalism about AOC and about her campaign and about her boyfriend getting paid and all of that. Maybe we'll do a follow-up on that at some point. But there's an article that you wrote about electric cars that really grabbed my attention. You don't know this about me, but I'm a car guy. I'm sort of a gearhead. I've got a bunch of cars. They all run on gasoline. I don't have any electric cars. I honestly don't think the technology is where I need it to be. And it's disconcerting, Phil, if you've ever sat in like a Prius, it shuts off at the stop sign, which is weird. Or a Tesla, it just make any noise at all. And it's disconcerting knowing that I like to hear the rumble of an engine. Having said all of that, I don't have any problem with electric cars existing. And if they make a really cool one, maybe I'll buy one day. But I had no idea that I, the taxpayer, was subsidizing so much of these cars. And you really do bring it out in your article. Tell me, first of all, because most people watching and listening had no clue. What is it that we're paying for part of these cars for people to buy them?
Yeah, for the full battery electric vehicle, there's a federal subsidy of $7,500 per vehicle. And it's a little bit less if it's a plug-in hybrid, and it's sort of tiered down from there. But the way the law was originally passed, each manufacturer gets 200,000 vehicles they can sell that are eligible for the federal subsidy. And then it phases out. It phases out for 6 months, the credits are cut in half.
Yeah.
And then 3 months, they're cut in a quarter, and then they're gone. The Tesla and General Motors are both in the phase-out right now. They've surpassed 200,000 vehicles sold, so they're now in a phase-out period. Naturally, rather than accept that the program will be phased out as scheduled, they are now furiously lobbying for it to, for the cap to be lifted. In fact, there's legislation that's been introduced to raise it all the way up to 600,000 vehicles, to triple it from what was originally passed. And I just think this is really one of the grossest government programs from the standpoint of this is lower and middle income people subsidizing rich people. It's rich people who buy these cars. And so Democrats should be totally against this for that reason, but they're all for it. And a lot of Republicans are for it, even though the whole original logic of it, when it passed originally back in 07, 08, it was about, well, we're going to be less dependent on foreign oil. Well, now we're not only a net oil exporter, some weeks we're the largest exporter in the whole world.
Yeah.
And the irony is electric vehicles are actually very dependent on rare earth minerals that we don't have access to in the U.S. And so I think they're more vulnerable to supply shocks for things like the cobalt that they need for the batteries and the neodymium magnets for the engines. And so in many ways, the national security rationale is now totally inverted from the original logic when they passed this. And yet a bunch of Republicans seem to want to lift the cap anyway. And the only way to make sense of this big push for lifting the cap, given that it's basically a tax break for the rich and it's, you know, for a national security rationale that's no longer valid, is the lobbying muscle behind it. Tesla and General Motors have tons of lobbyists, as do all of the electric utilities that see this as a way to gain, you know, another big increase in their sales if they're selling for vehicles as well as for homes and buildings and so forth. And so there are a lot of special interests that are up there lobbying for this cap to be extended. But if they do that, it comes at the expense of taxpayers. And, you know, I think really for a pretty indefensible program on the merits.
It's Phil Kirpin. American Commitment is the organization. Go there. It's AmericanCommitment.org, Phil?
Yeah, that's it. .com will bounce you over, though, if you type it wrong.
Okay, so American Commitment, however you want to get there, you'll get there. And go check it out. Great journalism, great investigative writings. And this article about this really did enlighten me. I knew that we were subsidizing. I didn't know that it was $7,500 a car. And what does that mean? If Tesla's advertising a car for $90,000, they get $97.50 or $97.5, they get an extra $7,500 on top of whatever they're collecting from the taxpayer or from the buyer, the purchaser?
Well, the way it works is the buyer of the car will get $7,500 back on their taxes, essentially.
Right.
And if you lease, the leasing company gets the $7,500, but they'll typically pass it through to you.
And it's purely coming from us.
Yeah, I mean it comes right out of the federal treasury. Actually, right now it's half that. It's $3,750 because Tesla's in the phase out, but they're trying to get it back up.
What was the intention? Because I get why Democrats would do it. Liberals, Democrats, progressives, they think the more taxpayer money they can manage, the better off we are. They can control, they can have leverage over everybody in America. They think they can do better with our money than we can. You know that, I know that, but they can't. Government has never solved a problem financially that we couldn't solve ourselves. Having said that, why would Republicans be for this? Is it really purely what you say, that it's lobbyists in their ears?
Well, you know, I think the original rationale behind it when it was originally passed was this concern about dependence on foreign oil and this idea that we should diversify our transportation fleet so that we're less vulnerable to supply shocks and, geopolitical issues relative to oil. And the idea was, look, let's on a temporary basis subsidize electric vehicles, 200,000 per manufacturer, to give it a boost, and then it'll be able to sink or swim on its merits after we give it that boost. And if you go back and you look at the congressional record when they debated this, the temporary nature of the program was a huge selling point when they originally proposed it. Look, we're not doing this. It's not going to be an open-ended commitment. We're going to do it up to this point, and then it'll sink or swim on consumer preference. And, now that we're at that point, I think it's really important that Congress make good on that, that they don't just lift the cap and bust through it and put taxpayers on the hook indefinitely here.
It's Phil Kirpin. Go follow him on Twitter at K-E-R-P-E-N. Phil, why does Elon Musk care? Because, as you said, rich people are buying these cars. It's a $90,000, $100,000 luxury car. That's really what it is. I test drove one that a friend bought. And as I said, I was disconcerted because there's no noise. I need to hear some engine noise and stuff. But it is for some people. They can pay an extra $3,750. They can pay an extra $7,500. It's really not going to break them if they're buying a $100,000 car. Why does he care so much? It's not like the $30,000 a year guy is going to go and buy one.
Well, you know, they are trying to move down market. You remember they started with the Roadster, very expensive sports car, and now they've got an SUV, and they're kind of continuing to move down market. And so I think that they think that they are going to have more price sensitive customers as they go kind of more mass market. And so I think that's part of it. But also, look, on the margin, everybody wants to feel like they got a deal. And, even if it is a rich, and it is mostly rich people who buy these, by the way, it's if you look at the credit, the Pacific Research Institute, look at who claims this tax credit for an electric vehicle purchase.
Right.
And the most recent tax data that we have from the IRS shows that about half of the people who claim this credit make $200,000 or more, and about 80% make $100,000 or more. Only 1% make less than $50,000 a year. So this is really going to, you know, upper middle class to upper class individuals who are claiming it. But, you know, I think that even people who could afford to spend the extra $7,500 are more likely to make a purchase if they feel like they're getting a deal. They're going to get money back on their taxes. They're going to, you know, people always love to feel like they're getting money back on their taxes. And so I think this has been a pretty major selling point for them, even though most of their customers probably could afford to buy it without it.
It's Phil Kirpin. He's the president over at AmericanCommitment.org. Phil, why have I not heard about this before? I do this for a living. I mean, you're the first guy that I saw write about this and talk about this. But then again, I hadn't heard about the AOC issues before you either. Is government purposely keeping this quiet? I mean, obviously, the electric car makers are going to keep it quiet. They don't want people to think that the rich are trying to get richer through tax credits. But why isn't government talking about this? We've got some really good conservatives in Congress right now. Why haven't I heard about this?
Well, the president did tweet about it a few months ago, or last year, I guess, at this point, when he was talking about General Motors, when they were moving their plants, saying maybe we need to let this credit phase out. And so I thought that was interesting. So I don't know. I don't know why you're not hearing more about it. But frankly, this is one of those rare situations where a government program could end just by Congress doing nothing, which is sort of their specialty, especially when you have a, you know, Democrat House and a Republican Senate. So all they need to do is do nothing, and this program will phase out as scheduled. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy, though, because, as I said, there is this major effort underway to lift the cap. And so we do need to pay attention to it and fight back against that. But why it hasn't got more attention, I couldn't tell you.
What is the process? If they were to lift the cap and not have it sunset the way it's supposed to, is it actually a bill that would have to be signed by the president?
Yes.
Okay, well,
it
probably would die anyway then, right?
The problem is that it probably won't be by itself. They'll probably stick it onto some other giant thing as they do and sneak it through that way if they which would make it very hard for the president not to sign.
And those who are watching and listening, just to explain how that works, it would be Save the Children bill or Build New Libraries for Poor People in Poor Neighborhoods bill. And, let's keep this thing going for Tesla and for GM. That's really what they do. They add this garbage on there knowing that if the president says no or if the Republicans say no, they're going to say, look, they hate the children. They hate libraries. They hate new schools.
Or, Joe, the old favorite, the end-of-the-year spending bill where you have to pass it or the government shuts down and they stick everything in there.
And the president wants to shut the government down. Look how hateful he is. And in reality, he's just trying to stop this free money for really rich guys. I mean, Elon Musk is talking, I think he's talking about colonizing the moon or something. Maybe it wasn't him, but somebody is. That's how far out these guys are because they're so rich. I don't think they need the tax credit. What can people watching and listening do? Do they just call their congressman? Just call their senator?
Yeah. Tell your member of Congress, tell your senators, let this program die as scheduled. Let it phase out the way it was supposed to when this thing was originally passed.
One last question, and it's Phil Kirpin. Go and check out his website, AmericanCommitment.org. He's the president there. Great tweets. Go and follow him on Twitter. When it comes to when this was instituted, I'm guessing that because it was so, like you said, we're producing more energy now. Sometimes we're the best net producer on Earth, but people still have a negative feeling about fossil fuels and so on. But when this first happened, people were much more excited about electric cars, weren't they? I just don't feel the same excitement in our population to let's all get an electric car or a Prius or whatever. It's like we've been there, we've done that. We still love our trucks in Texas.
Well, right. The one place that they're really booming is California. About half of all electric vehicle purchases in the entire United States are in California.
Wow.
And that's because they've got all sorts of regulations that effectively require a large percentage of their sales. And they heavily cross-subsidize them through regulation. They have a scheme called the ZEV credit, the Zero Emission Vehicle Credit Scheme. And so there's, in addition to being relatively upper income, people are getting this credit. They're mostly in one place. You know, half of them are in one state, in California. And so you've got a situation where taxpayers in Texas are paying for rich people in California to drive electric vehicles, and you're paying twice. You're paying once through this federal tax credit, and you're paying again when you purchase a regular internal combustion vehicle. It's a couple hundred dollars more expensive than it would otherwise be because of the embedded costs of the zero emission vehicle regulatory scheme that goes to the electric vehicle manufacturers. And so there's an extraordinary amount of, I would say, unfairness, both in the tax code and in the regulatory subsidy schemes that we've got right now for these vehicles.
It's an amazing story. I'm going to make sure I link to it. Phil, I appreciate your time. Phil Kirpin, K-E-R-P-E-N. He's the president over at AmericanCommitment.org. Go check out the website. I appreciate your time, brother. Thanks.
All right, Joe. Have a good one.
Back after this on the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
To live your best life.
Now is the right time to get an incredible deal on a tractor. And for some of your farm equipment, go to Bill's Tractor. It is the place to go right now for all your outdoor equipment needs. You're trying to clear out the older inventory, the 2018 model, so we're talking huge rebates. We'll save you thousands. And, of course, it's the home of the package deals, family-owned and operated for over 30 years. It's also the longest-running Mahindra dealer in Texas. 30 years of service, BillsTractor.com. Save that money now is the best time. BillsTractor.com.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
To have you. It's the Joe Pag Show. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Interesting stuff from Phil Kirpin. I just posted over on Twitter the link to the story that he wrote about how much money it's costing us to help people buy electric cars. See, the whole thing's very strange to me. You can go buy a car and you're going to get a refund check for $7,500 from the taxpayers. Carrie, you cool with that? $7,500 going to somebody because they bought a car?
No.
And it's not a kickback from the manufacturer because, like, you can go and get a rebate from Chevy or Ford or whatever. But no, this is like a check from you and me. Hey, let me give you
$7,500. No, I'm going to pass on that.
Why not? Why are you hating on electric car people?
I'm not, but I don't want them to take my money. I mean, I can use that $7,500.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Definitely want to hear from you on this. This should just sunset. This should go away. There's no reason why we would continue doing this. You know, the reason was, as Phil pointed out very, very well, that we were having issues with oil. And we had cartels around the globe that were controlling the price of oil. I actually going to do this a little bit next hour with Dan Brouillette. He is the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Energy for the Trump administration. We'll have him on next hour. We talk about this. We also talk about liquefied natural gas, more of it going over to Europe now, and also the situation in Venezuela. Make sure you stick around next hour to hear that. But you know, the idea that these cartels can control how much oil is on the open market in the world, you know, that was the reason why, well, let's go get electric cars then. Screw them. We won't take their oil. Well, now we're producing so much oil, we're actually the net leader in production and exportation of oil on the globe. We don't need to give people free money. And, by the way, this was always sunsetted, or is always sunset, at 200,000. And they're approaching that. Why try to change the game now? Because they don't lose that money. They don't lose that incentive. Pretty interesting. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Going to tell you about Superbeats. Superbeats is a great product that I use every morning. It is a great boost to my nitric oxide. You're like, you don't know what your nitric oxide feels like. Well, you're probably right. I don't know specifically what nitric oxide feels like, but I know what this miracle molecule does. It helps my blood flow, circulation, blood pressure. My cardiovascular health, so is yours, is reliant on nitric oxide. And our levels decrease as we get older. That's why we feel tired, more fatigued. We want to sleep more, later on more, do less than we used to do. I'm here to tell you, boost that production of nitric oxide. You're going to feel a great boost of energy like I do, that I go to the gym and I work out and I've got a lot of energy to deal with the people that I work with, one person in particular. You know, it's all about the nitric oxide. Don't give me a dirty look either. Superbeats is a great product. I want you to go and get it right now. And in fact, Superbeats is going to give you a risk-free 90-day period. Just go to joelovesbeats.com. Get the special offer. You're even going to get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats with your first order at joelovesbeats.com. Free nitric oxide indicator strips to joelovesbeats.com or call 800-516-8389. Carrie, got a hot one on the Twitters.
Mm-hmm, yeah. What was that?
You're like, I get those messages sometimes over on Facebook where they love me and it's a really pretty girl and they're not wearing much and send them a gift card or something.
Yeah.
Got hot one on Twitter. And I wonder if this actually works, the tactic being used. I'll outline it next hour, beginning of the hour. We'll talk about that. It's probably just telling the truth. Probably not a guy in Nigeria, right?
No, it probably is. I hate to burst the bubble. Yeah.
Talk about, what is that? I'm very married. I'm not worried about my bubble being burst. No. Let me go. Oh, can I ask Alyssa Milano that question?
No.
Is your bubble being burst? Is that anything?
No.
You're the one that said it. I don't know.
No.
I mean, like bubbles, like you would buy bubbles.
No, you don't. No. You cannot ask for that. No.
Let me go to Mel in Florida. Mel, what's going on? Hi.
Well, we're just watching your show and really enjoy it.
Thank you.
From Florida here, and it's absolutely great.
Thank you.
I just got a couple of things on Tesla and electric cars, if you got 2 minutes.
I don't have 2 minutes. I've got one. Make it happen. Come on.
All right. One, Model 3 only sells for $35,000.
Really? Wow.
Texas does not allow the sale of Teslas in Texas. And the only thing they want in Texas are foreign electric cars, and that's what gets the credit.
That's not true. In Texas, where I live, there are plenty of Teslas all over the road. Now, maybe they're buying them outside of Texas. I don't know. But no, Texas does not.
No, you can buy them in Texas, but only on the internet. You can't go to a dealer and buy one.
That may be true. I don't know the way that it works, to be honest with you, but I see Teslas all over the place. But there is no legislation in Texas. I'll verify this for you right now, that says we'll give the kickback to foreign electric car makers. That's not the case, Mel.
Well, it happens because Tesla has already sold at $200,000. So they are now no longer able to get that $7,500.
Yeah, no, exactly right. No, you're right about that. I got to run. But you're right about that. But the fact is, they knew that number was going to be $200,000. Got to go. Back at
Poe.com. Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, the live video feed. Glad to have you along for the ride. It's the Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Wednesday. Here we go. Don't be conscious of it now. Just do your thing.
No, I'm not going to, because you're going to make fun of me.
Well, then I'll shut it off.
So I can't enjoy it.
Yep. Dude. Okay, there you go. It's a Wednesday. What?
Oh, my
what?
God. No, you can't do that. You have to turn it back up.
So you got to actually just be normal. You can't be abnormal, even if you are Carrie. Come on. Enjoy it. Just do your thing. What's the problem?
Okay, because I'm going to make fun of me. Don't look.
No, forget it, because you're not doing it. I'm not playing the song.
You have to play it.
I'm not playing it.
It's a requirement
it's done.
For Wednesday.
It's done. It's
wow.
Over.
Oh, man.
For those who don't know, and again, people in Philadelphia right now, it's our latest station, gigantic market, glad to be on there. They're going, so what exactly was the thought process when they put this idiot on? They're like, we got the Hannity, we got the Levin. What is this guy doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They're
saying, why can't you play along? Why can't you just play along?
Well, I do.
Why does she have to be like that?
Fun of me. That's why. Okay, here we go.
Try it one more time, and that's it.
Okay,
if it doesn't happen, I'm never playing it again.
Just take it off. Just take it off.
Okay. Never happening
got it,
again.
Got it. Yeah. Jam.
Did I sing?
No.
Okay. So you know, that's exactly what I did in the first hour when I was describing what you do.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Let me say this, I nailed it. Nailed it. So it is Wednesday. We're halfway there, almost to the weekend. That's what we do. It's how we do it. And I only play that song for one reason, because I'm kissing up to Carrie Lockie. And every week she gives me a hard time anyways if I'm not doing it for her when I am. Mm. But you should really let me sing it.
No, I shouldn't really let you. No, absolutely not. No,
I'm not. I don't see why.
Because you will ruin it. That's why.
So social media is fun, as you know, and I get the great messages from people over on Facebook. And again, this is not me promoting the Facebook page. I used to ask you to go and like the Facebook page, but Facebook is 75% of those who unlike my page. Facebook just deletes them. So like the page if you want. You'd probably be deleted off the page at some point. They don't want me to have over 370,000. And even though we pushed it, because Diamond and Silk promoted that video that we did the other day, and even though we pushed it, it's almost 371. It's not going to be. Trust me when I say the numbers will start backing down again, because for some reason, Facebook doesn't want me to have over a certain number of followers. It's very weird. But to circumvent the algorithm, which does exist, and the anti or the D-boost, which does exist, what I've done is I'm using this program that allows me to send you guys messages before the show to promote what's going to be on the show. Like last hour, we had Phil Kirpin. This hour, it's going to be the Deputy Secretary of Energy, Bruyette. I'm telling you, I want to say it a different way, the way it looks. Bruyette is how you say it. Dan Bruyette, good guy. We're going to have him at the bottom of this hour. You would have found that out before the show by getting the Facebook message. So just go to Facebook, click on send message, send me anything, and then you'll be signed up to get these messages. You get at least one a day, Monday through Saturday. I do a Saturday show as well, the weekend with Joe Pags. On Twitter, I do live tweet, but if you don't follow me, I can't see your tweet. Even if you tweet it to me, and there's a reason for that. If you follow me, then I get the added benefit of you being a follower. Then I am notified when you send me a message during the show and even afterwards. Like last night, Carrie, last night, this 14-year-old kid, not nice enough kid, I guess,
mm-hmm.
listening in Iowa.
Okay.
On WOC.
Good. Love Iowa.
Joe Pags, is this the right phone number or not? Because I keep calling it and nobody's answering. And it just then it goes to a ring, then it's busy. It doesn't. Is this the right? Can you verify this is the right number? I'm like, dude, we're live 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. This is after. This is like 11 o'clock last night. This is I'm not on right now.
There you go.
So, yes, it's the right number, but I'm not on. Well, I mean, but what about Central time? I'm like, what? You know what I mean? And I'm going,
aww.
Well, that'd be 5 to 8 p.m. Central time. He says, well, listen, I'm 14, and I've got things to say.
Don't most 14-year-olds?
Like,
wow.
I'm okay. Like, well, hell yeah, you do. You just can't say them tonight because I'm off. You know? Then I promise you this happened. He put his phone number on Twitter.
No.
And I forget his name. So, Sparky, do me a favor. Take your phone number off Twitter.
Do that.
Because all 67,000 of my Twitter people will now call you. Stop. Okay, I'll delete the number. But is this your phone number or not? I'm like, it's not my cell phone number or anything. It's the call-in number. It's, you know, 888-941-PAGS. You call that, you could be on the show when the show is on. Oddly, and Carrie, I do think some people think I do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly, I don't sit in the studio 24/7 waiting for your phone call.
No. You do have a
life. If I could, I probably would. I've got responsibilities. I've got things I got to do. I got to eat. I got to do stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So I love that he's engaged. Love that he wanted to be on the program.
That's
don't
awesome.
Love that he didn't understand when I said, I'm just simply not on right now.
Yeah.
I wish I could help you.
Mm.
And for a moment, can I be honest? For a moment, I almost called the guy. He just said, hey, listen.
He would have freaked
knock
out.
It off. You know what I mean?
He would have. You should have. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, don't. People.
So for those who are new to the program, we some. No, well, I'm going to give my cell phone number. Or yours. One of our number will be on Twitter.
You give yours. We'll keep
I might give yours.
Secret.
I'm thinking about yours.
No.
Maybe yours.
No.
So for those who aren't that familiar with the show, every once in a while I'll go to Facebook where I do have these messages. For some reason, my show is huge in the United States. A lot of people listen. It's one of the top streamed programs online. It's one of the top podcasts that's downloaded. And I've got a huge fan base in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's obvious why. A, I look like I'm from Nigeria. Let's be honest.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
Uh-huh.
What? Why do you say it like
that?
Well,
because you really don't.
Racist. I can be a white Italian guy from Nigeria. What's the problem?
Okay, sure you can. Go ahead.
Wow, you really, Ari, what are you, an Italianophobe?
No, of course
disgusting.
Not.
Disgusting.
No, never.
Ethnocentric anyone?
No.
So I get these messages, and with the men, these are all like middle-aged men in Nigeria. What they do is they find some really hot-looking babe who's barely wearing anything. Take that as the profile picture. Send me a note. Hello, handsome. Hello, hot stuff. And eventually, and by the way, they're right about both those things, but eventually, I'll get to the root of the problem. I'll be like, all right, so you're not really the person in the picture. Stop stealing pictures. You're not really from New York, Miami, or whatever the hell you wrote. You're really some dude in Nigeria. What do you want? And I've had some of them will then send me their body parts, which is disgusting.
Oh.
And others will just say, well, baby, honey, baby, send me an Amazon card or an iTunes card.
No.
They just want the card. And I got to be honest with you, I have sent plenty of these cards to Nigeria. It just doesn't seem to make them stop. It's so weird. You figured they would stop once I gave in, right?
No, it's actually the exact opposite. They're going to keep bugging
you. So you're saying no then?
Yeah.
Saying no.
Yeah.
But this one, this is a new tactic. And I'm looking at this profile now. This young person followed me. Her name is Kate something, allegedly. This is really a dude in Nigeria. And you can always tell by the profile. Because what is the profile on Twitter, generally speaking, Carrie?
I don't know.
Like mine says, I'm a talk show host.
Oh.
Here's my website. You know, I love America. Don't use any profanity. You can always sniff out the ones that are like dudes in Nigeria stealing people's pictures. Because
mm-hmm.
hers is, well, right now I'm single. And would be glad if I encounter a man of high caliber, good attitude, self-respect, and ambition. In God will trust. In God will trust. W-I-L-L.
Oh, okay.
In God we trust. So they don't even have the American saying right.
Yeah.
And then there are some pictures, and the first picture is there's a lot of Cleveland going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Scroll down the next picture. She's at the beach. Smile. Very happy to be at the beach. but just still not, just showing some Cleveland, but not a whole lot else. The next one is just a booty shot.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What's that, Polo? You need the link here. Let me help you out with it. Let me give you the link. Polo, appear to be giving a look to the... What? Appear to be giving a look to the camera. I'm just... What? I'm here to help. What?
Nothing.
Why are you shaking your head? You're shaking your head. You're thinking about what you want to say to me right now.
No, it's just I wasn't looking at the camera at all, actually.
For research purposes, you actually were staring right at it. That's why I put you on. That's why people can see you now.
Okay.
Because you were staring at it. They were like, wow, Polo really does want to see that profile. So as I scroll down, and the picture of the booty shot is, she has written fit and then put some flames on the picture.
Oh, right.
That's kind of weird.
I guess she's telling... You know what I mean? But then you scroll down just in case you wanted a clean shot of it. Right. Scroll down because then there's a clean shot of it without the little picture and without the little fit.
Right. It's just funny.
Just in case you wanted to use that.
Yeah, but it's just funny that you would put that right next to your butt.
Well, I mean, put it next to mine, it would be something very different. It wouldn't mean hot like her, I guess.
Right.
And you scroll down. Now she got Mickey Mouse ears on. And you scroll down some more. It looks like a Photoshop of her. I don't know, what, a parking lot? I don't know. But again, nothing but Cleveland going on. There's a lot of Cleveland, Ohio happening in those pictures. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a Photoshop, right, Polo? I mean, come on.
I mean, it looks like a picture that was taken back in the 90s. And
it does. There is not a picture that's older than 1994 in that, or later than 1994 in that picture.
It's just weird.
And then there she is. And then you scroll down and it's her and her friend or something, and they're both wearing very little. So I scroll back up, and as you look at the pictures, because the first time around, Polo, you're right, you don't look at her face. The first time around... But then I go back through and I'm like, I don't think this is the same girl in all these pictures. Are they even the same person?
Mm.
Just looking for a nice man. She's single right now, Carrie. What's the big deal?
Mm. I think it is. If you look at her nose.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice. Does she have a nose? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
What? What?
Why are you being such a pig? Stop.
I'm not. Why am I being a pig? I did not post the picture. She did. Or he did.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Is there any chance on planet Earth... This is really the person who has posted this profile.
There is zero chance.
So let me ask you another thing. What's the purpose? Does she think or he think that a guy's going to now message, hey, baby, love your pictures. Mm-hmm. Can I send you some cash?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Why?
Because they get away with it and they keep doing it because there are guys out there who want to really believe these women are real and they want to have a relationship with them.
But those guys are all in their mom's basements wearing their underwear on their bed. And they don't have any money or cards to give.
Well, they probably do have
their
money.
Mom and dad's money, I guess. Yeah.
Conversely, Christy Swanson followed me today. The real Christy Swanson. So that's a real thing.
Buffy. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good friends. Special. We're tight. Now, Carrie, is it true that if somebody follows me on Twitter, that means that we're friends?
No. That's not what it means. No, we've had this conversation.
I'm
going to
ask her. I'm
going to
say, are we now friends? Are we now friends?
Why did you tweet that to her? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tweet her. She'll unfollow me immediately.
Block.
It is 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts, I just wonder, when you see profiles like this, have you ever engaged somebody? You know me, Carrie. I will engage them on purpose.
I know you do.
Just to make them look foolish and make them curse at me or something eventually. But do you ever fall for this garbage? And by the way, bottom of the hour, it's going to be Dan Bruyette. He is, in fact, the Deputy Secretary of Energy. Great conversation about new jobs coming to Louisiana, about our exports, and much more on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Calm. Your kids may ignore you, but your smart speaker never will.
Alexa, play 1200 WOAI on iHeartRadio.
Great to have you. It's the Joe Pag Show. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. You guys getting ready to talk? Were you?
Getting ready to say stuff? We're getting ready to do something.
Where were you? Let's go.
I was doing something. I was busy.
Mm-hmm. Showtime.
Listen, I don't get to just walk around and do whatever I want like you guys.
We don't.
Sometimes
get to do
on a
that.
Break, I got to go and take care of some business. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm, no, we get back on.
Really, I have to report to you when I'm going to go and do some business.
Yeah, I think you should next time, so we know where you are.
I wonder.
What's he going?
I wonder
on?
if we can get a microphone in the bathroom, that's all. I mean, what's the
big deal? No, let's not.
Why not?
No.
That might make for a more interesting
extra
show.
Commercials or something. No,
you think the ratings
not.
Are high now? Forget about it.
No.
So, it's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Glad to have you. Yeah, I'll ask Christy Swanson to come on. Why not?
I think you should. Yeah, do it.
We've had Witzes. We've had Hercules. We had him.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Sorbo.
Mm-hmm. We have.
We've had plenty of people who are in Hollywood who are unafraid, unabashed to be conservative.
Now that
why
friends,
not? You know that.
I think you should reach out
listen.
To Chris.
Should I call her Chris?
Oh,
I'm going to tell her that you said I should call her Chris.
I don't know. Maybe that's what her friends call her. She's not
following how do you know
me,
her friends call her?
So I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You know why? And I actually asked her this because we had a really good conversation.
Oh, did you now? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And my name is Brian.
Why don't you follow Carrie Lockie? She said, well, I like Carrie's voice. It's chocolatey. But I don't feel like she takes care of her Twitter people.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's why she won't follow
me. So
that's
probably why I won't go there.
Okay. Well, that's okay. She did say I have a chocolatey voice, so I got that going for me.
Well, I made that part up just to make you feel better. She actually didn't go there at all. She just...
Wow.
She
so
just
rude.
Said that you just don't care about the people.
That's
so, yeah,
true.
No, I'll ask her to come on. Why not? I don't know that she's done anything lately. Paul, has she done anything lately?
Christy Swanson?
I think I was first introduced to her acting when she was in some movie with Charlie Sheen some years ago. I think it was well before Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You're thinking about... what was it? It was
I can't remember the name of the movie.
They were like in a car almost the entire movie.
Yes. 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 Exactly right. I think it was called Two People in a Car the entire movie. I have no idea.
She made some really great Christmas movies.
But since we are such good friends, I can just ask her, hey, what was that movie with you in a car with Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, why don't you? Yeah.
Because she would unfollow me immediately. You don't know the name of my movies?
The Chase.
Exactly right. Yeah. So I was just going to say. Probably The Chase. So, should I have her on?
Yes. Do it.
Hey, I was a big fan of her. So I liked her in The Program and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I don't think I saw the movie version of that character. I mean, of course, I've seen the TV version, but I don't think I saw the movie Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Is it worthy of seeing? I mean, that's probably, 20 years ago now?
Yeah. I mean, I think so, but I mean...
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Carrie, anything you have for Christy Swanson? Anything?
No, I think I'm good. Since she doesn't care for me.
Well, this is why she doesn't follow you, because when I ask you about her, this is what you say. She's listening right now, just to let you know.
Is she really? How do we know?
Duh. Uh-huh. Wouldn't you?
Oh, well, please, of course.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We've got the Deputy Energy Secretary at the bottom of the hour, Dan Bruyette. Make sure you stick around for that really, really great information. Corey, what's happening in Tulsa? Talk to me.
Let's look at the power plants, because you got your Teslas. Where are you going to charge the Tesla? You got to plug it into a power plant. We're converting all of our coal-fired power plants to natural gas. I got a Honda Civic with 300,000 miles on it that runs natural gas. 15,000-mile oil change, lowest service cost of any vehicle, I think, on the road right now that I've seen. But you got to plug that thing in somewhere, so you're idling and burning your CO2 output on a power plant versus burning it in a proven combustion engine instead of just, you know, letting it go up in smoke, hoping somebody plugs the car into it.
How did you convert your car?
It was a factory offer from Honda until 2011. I bought the car 45 days late and missed the credit because Obama cut the tax credit on CNG vehicles. If you bought a hybrid and...
I got to run, but I've got to ask you before I let you go. Give me a very, very quick answer. How do you fill it up? Are there liquid natural gas places to go?
Oklahoma and Texas has got more natural gas compressor sites than just about anywhere in the United States.
I love it.
They're all over the place.
I got Corey. Good stuff. That's awesome. Really is. Keep it here for the Deputy Secretary of Energy on the Joe Pag Show.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Uncle Barry Show.
Radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Also Newsmax TV. The Joe Pags Show is on. Really glad to have you here. Really glad to have the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. It's Dan Bruyette. Dan, what's going on? Hi.
Hey,
Hey, Joe. Great to be here. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, you know,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Well, there is, and this is why we're happy to have you on. I had no idea that you had a history here in San Antonio, where our flagship is WOAI, but I guess you used to listen to the program. That's cool.
I do. I lived there for 12 years and enjoyed every single day. I used to be with USAA down there, and we listened to you every day.
Well, your Wikipedia page says you're an American businessman. And then it says that you're the Deputy Secretary of Energy. It's almost as if they think saying you're a businessman or you were is somehow a bad thing because the president, of course, is a famous businessman. Dan, I got to be honest. I mean, I love guys like you in these positions because you have to make the budget work. You have to make sure the employees are happy. You have to make sure the product or the service is top notch. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a businessman in government, is there? I think it's very right.
I hope not. And, you know, we're working hard to bring some of the same things that we learned in corporate America. You know, before USAA, I was with Ford Motor Company. Yeah. And, you know, both of those companies are American icons. They focus on things like customer service. And we're trying to bring some of those lessons learned here to DOE and other parts of the government. So I hope it's not a bad thing to have been in business before.
I got to go to Ford for a second, Dan, because you brought it up. I didn't bring this up. You did. I'm a gearhead.
Okay.
I'm a Chevy guy. And I was that guy in my teens and early 20s who had like the sticker that said, you know, I eat Fords for dinner or something like that. So, sure. I mean, honestly, Ford is a great American company. I love the history of it. But isn't it cool that we have a rivalry like that? I mean, my Camaro is going to beat your Mustang. That's just the way we thought. And I love that. It's an all-American thing. It's almost like that goes by the wayside. Because of all the political wrangling that we're dealing with now. I love that.
Yeah, but my F-150 will run over your Silverado any day.
Well, if you say so. Well, my Z06 will smoke your – no, well, we're not going to talk about it anymore.
No. You're not going to come close to my GT. Don't worry about it.
Oh, believe me. So good. So we're kindred spirits that way. Let's get into what's happening in Louisiana. Big announcements on energy are happening almost weekly now. And the big media, the legacy media, as I call them, ignore it because it's all good news. It's all positive. What's happening in Louisiana? Why should we care?
Well, I tell you, the president was in Louisiana yesterday to help celebrate day one of a facility that is going to produce LNG, and we're going to ship that around the world. And it's exciting not only for Louisiana, but it's exciting for Texas, for all of America, really, because it really fundamentally means a difference in our energy posture
yeah.
here. But what we announced yesterday was we worked with Sempra Energy. We at DOE and at FERC, what we refer to as FERC, it's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, had some approvals and they began operations there. This facility will liquefy natural gas and ship it out around the world. It's the fourth export facility here in the United States, and there are a few more that are going to come online. And just to give you some sense, Joe, of the scale of this operation down in Louisiana, this one facility can supply 25% of all of the imports that went into Europe in 2018. That's how big it is.
Wow.
This is a phenomenal, phenomenal facility down there.
It's Dan Broyette. He's the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. Dan, liquefied natural gas is something that I've talked to the Secretary, of course, Perry, many, many times about now, and it's sort of it's the way to export energy and not have the same, I don't know, baggage that you get from the left when it comes on traditional fossil fuels. Have we been sitting on this forever? Why haven't we taken advantage of it before? And why is it such a hot button issue now? Why is this so good that it's LNG and not some other form of energy?
Well, you know, the first part of the answer is easy. You know, LNG is a very clean burning fuel, and there's many countries around the world who still use things like diesel and fuel oil.
Yeah.
Generators to produce electricity. So to the extent that we can replace those with LNG, it's good for the climate, good for the environment. Everybody is fully supportive of that. You know, the interesting thing about LNG and oil production in the United States is that, you know, we've been able to develop technologies that allow us to produce this in numbers that we could not have imagined, you know, just a decade ago.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part of this. And to the extent that we can produce it here and we can create infrastructure to get it to market here, then we can share that abundance with the rest of the world. And that's why we're so excited about what's going on in this field.
What does LNG do? Like, we talked about our cars a little while ago. Is that going to be something we're going to be using in our cars sooner than later, and it'll mean cleaner burning energy? Like, I'm not an electric car guy. Not that I think Teslas look cool. I think Priuses are kind of ugly. They look like eggs. But having said that, I mean, a Tesla, that's kind of a cool car. But I drove one once, and it's disconcerting to not hear anything. There's no engine. There's no anything. So I would be down for a sort of an LNG or some sort of a natural gas. I know that there are bus systems now that run on this. How hard would it be to change the infrastructure to go to this that everybody seems to like much better than traditional fossil fuels?
Yeah, distribution has always been the issue with natural gas cars. It is for electric cars as well. I mean, until you can have gas stations that produce a consumer experience, for instance, with a Tesla or with an electric vehicle,
yeah.
Consumers want to be able to recharge that battery in about 2 to 3 minutes or about the same amount of time as it takes to fill up your tank.
Right.
quite there yet with battery technology, but we're going to get there at some point in the future. Same thing with LNG. It's not quite as easy to refill it as it is, or it just doesn't have the same customer experience. But I can see at some point, you know, automobile industries, you know, moving toward natural gas. I can tell you with some of the other industries, however, things like shipping, we're going to see, you know, ships move over to LNG at some point in the near future as well. But, you know, it's a great fuel. It's something that I think a lot of countries are going to look at. Everybody is really excited about it. Europeans are excited about it. The Asians, the demand in Asia for LNG is just simply through the roof. You know, I am somewhat concerned that we're not building infrastructure fast enough, pipelines here in America, to actually meet the market demand that we're seeing in Asia.
Well, we actually, I mean, we've got people on the left who obviously are stopping pipelines of all sorts. It's interesting, and I don't know if you've got an opinion on this or not, but when Bill Clinton was the president, he said that our problem with our gas prices and our sustainability is that we don't have more refineries, but there's no reason to build a refinery now because it'll take 30 years. Well, he said that almost 30 years ago, so we could have done that. Are we still looking at possibly adding refineries, or do we need to, knowing that we are slowly and very slowly, but surely switching to things like LNG?
Yeah, well, you know, Joe, I'll be honest. I mean, we'll leave it to the market to determine whether, you know, there are more refineries that are needed in America. But I can tell you what we're doing as part of this administration. We're making sure that the regulations are in place to allow these projects to move forward should investors want to move forward with them. And, you know, one of the criticisms, I think, in previous administrations, and the president said this yesterday publicly down in Louisiana, you'd sit around, you know, for 30 years only to get a no at the end of the process.
Right.
And he has directed us to look at these regulations, to remove those that are redundant, to remove those that are unnecessary. We're not going to look at, you know, we're not going to obviously do silly things like remove safety regulations.
Right.
But we are going to look at these things very in a very common sense, practical approach. And to the extent that they are not needed, or to the extent that they restrict the development of infrastructure here in the United States, we're taking them away.
Yeah. It's Deputy Secretary Dan Brouillette of the Department of Energy. Let me ask you about Venezuela in the minute or so we have left, because we're watching closely what's happening in Venezuela. I am, as a U.S. citizen and as a guy in the media, I mean, I've got to talk about it. But when you see Russia in there, I mean, I kind of get it, because the leaders are kind of like the leaders of Russia historically. But then you see Iran there, and I'm like, wait a second. Why would Iran be involved in South America? Maybe Cuba, I understand, because it's so close geographically, but what the heck is Iran doing there? And it seems to me that it's because of uranium and it's because of oil. Is that why you think they're there? And how closely do you and the Secretary Perry and the President, for that matter, watch what's going on down there?
Very closely, Joe. You know, the Secretary is a member of the National Security Council, so we have regular meetings on this. You know, when I say regular, I mean regular.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time. You know, I can't speak exactly to the motives of Iran and why they're there, but I can tell you that, you know, you just nailed two of them. You know, uranium, the use of nuclear power in Iran is still a hot topic.
Yeah.
Oil, obviously, because the oil that's in Venezuela, is the makeup of it is very similar to what we see in the Middle East. So, that, you know, they can replace each other very easily, and that's why they have a close relationship.
Is it a reaction, do you think, to the fact that we are now a net oil exporter? And that's hurting Russia. That hurts Russia a big-time way. It also hurts Iran. It hurts Venezuela when they've got these ridiculous dictators that are leading the country. If Iran and Russia have access to Venezuelan oil, they might be able to push back on us. Do you think that's why?
I think it's part of the reason why. You know, as the president said yesterday, we can replace a lot of the oil that's coming off the market. So, you know, as we see the you know, the regimes in these places like Venezuela and Iran get a little bit off the reservation, if you will.
Yeah.
It's not quite as worrisome. If our production numbers continue at the rate that they're continuing, and I got to tell you, they're very high. Our own Energy Information Administration, EIA, as we refer to it here inside of the building, they're projecting somewhere around 12.5 million barrels per day in 2019. And that number is going to go to 13 in 2020. And if those numbers stay where they are, we can replace this oil. As the president said yesterday, we don't need them.
I don't think we have time to talk about it today. Maybe you can come back on and we can talk about it next time. But I would love to have a better understanding, because I'm kind of a dumb guy. I'm sure that Shaylin told you this, but I'm kind of a dumb guy. I'm trying to figure out why it is that we allow OPEC and these big international oil producers to decide what the market is going to be. And why can't we, if we're producing so much oil, so much so that we're exporting oil and other fossil fuels and LNG and so on, why can't we keep it here first, take care of our need, and then start sending it out? I don't like that the world market gets to decide how much it costs. If we have an overabundance of it and we're opening up new resources all the time, why shouldn't we be able to set how much it costs and then have them come to us to help set the price? Right now, we've got these international cartels that are doing it. Can we talk about that next time? Because it's always wondered to me. I've never really made sense of it.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to continue this conversation. You know, to the extent I can help explain or educate, I'd love to do it.
Yeah, and I'm all for being explained to and educated to. It is Dan Brouillette. He is the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. Dan, great conversation. Let's do it again soon.
Hey, thank you, Joe.
All right, back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
The Joe Pag Show.
90-41.
I need local news for... Yeah,
stuff that's going on around me.
Travel time to work.
There's going
to
be severe weather.
To stay informed.
What affects me directly?
News Radio 1200.
Local news.
WOAI.
Great to have you. Welcome. It is the Joe Pag Show. We appreciate the fact that Dan Brouillette came on, or Brouillette. I want to say Broy for some reason. It's Brouillette, Carrie. Enough already. Stop.
Yes, get it right.
That's not what you said originally, though. What did you think it was?
Well, I liked Brouillet. I thought maybe the T was silent, but...
Yeah, it's actually E-T-T-E.
Oh.
So in French, that would be et.
Mm-hmm.
In French, like E-T would be A.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm here to help.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I did J'ai tout français dans l'école pour trois ans. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oui.
What did I say?
I don't know. I know. Oui, I know la plume. I know.
Yes, Polo, do you think you know what I said?
I was going to just say I'll have some fries with that.
Come on. Wait, really?
No.
No, what I said was, and I only know a couple of phrases in French, is I studied French in school for 3 years.
Ah, okay.
And that's pretty much all I took away from it was French fries. Palm frites, which would be the apples of the ground, the potatoes.
Indeed.
So there you go. A little of that. So it would be, it would not be Broyer, but Brulette, I guess. I don't know. Some Frenchy French person to decide. I don't know.
Right.
But now there's an interesting story that hopefully you can get on before you get out of here. Because this one, it always boggles my mind why anybody thinks AOC is anything other than what she is, which is just a young person who applied for a job as an actress and got the job somehow. So we'll get into that in a second. I think I just sent it to you, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay, we'll do that in a second. First, of course, I've got to tell you about one of the great sponsors of the program, and that's going to be ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN VPN stands for Virtual Private Network or Virtual Private Networking. When you're floating around online, your ISP, your internet service provider, you know, the company that you pay to give you service and connection to the internet, they can watch everywhere you go, collect data on you, and then sell your data to somebody else, a third party, which will then try to email you and spam you and try to get you to buy a bunch of crap. Well, you can anonymize what you do online and do it safely. Like, if you go on public Wi-Fi, you're actually putting out all your information to anybody else who's sitting in there. There are bad guys who sit there close by enough to get on that network and try to break into your computer and get your stuff. Get ExpressVPN. It's going to keep you safe. ExpressVPN, rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/pags. ExpressVPN.com/pags for 3 months free with a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com/pags. Do it right now. So this one boggles me. Again, I'm not asking you about your political leanings or whatever, but... are you as surprised as I am that this 29-year-old person that came from nowhere that was a bartender suddenly is the heir apparent on the left?
A little surprised, yeah. Yeah.
Tell us
from Fox News, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would be her party's best bet against President Trump in 2020 if only she were eligible to run for president. That was the observation of pollster Frank Luntz on Tuesday night during an appearance on Fox News' The Ingram Angle. Luntz told host Laura Ingram, 29-year-old Ocasio-Cortez has a genuine quality that most of the Democrats seeking the party's presidential nomination seem to lack. The key is authenticity, Luntz said. You want to be able to say what you mean what you say, Luntz said. You want to be able to look straight at the camera and be yourself, at least half of them, the 2020 hopefuls, are trying to be something that they're not. And but Ocasio-Cortez cannot run for president next year because the U.S. Constitution says candidates must be at least 35 years old. As for the candidates who are running, Luntz said that former U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke's decision to reset his campaign this week was not the right move to stand out in the Democrats' crowded field of 2020 hopefuls. Resetting is the dumbest thing you could possibly do because then it's acknowledging your politics don't work, Luntz said.
Beto. What's it going to take for me to get you to pronounce that right?
I don't know. But did you see his latest video? He was getting his hair cut. And I guess he was getting his ear hair trimmed, too.
I guess he used to do that. He used to live stream himself getting haircuts.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's worked for him in the past.
Okay.
Beto.
We'll see.
For anybody to think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is being real, is really showing who she really is. He's not very smart. I'm not saying she's not very smart, which is obvious, but the people who believe that aren't very smart, because you can totally tell when she's reading the written words and questions by her staff, probably the chief of staff guy, and when she's just going off the cuff. When she goes off the cuff, she says stupid things like, the world's going to end in 12 years. We want to turn those seats red. When she's off the cuff, she says stupid things like, there was one thing she talked about, income in America or something, and the percentages she put together came out to be more than 100% of Americans. It doesn't, what she says doesn't make sense when it's just her. So if you want somebody that dumb as your reality, God bless you. But if you're buying the really smart person who's asking all the questions and holding people's feet to the fire, you're betting on the wrong horse, because she's not writing those words, pop culture. Yep. Dirty pop. Hi, Polo, what's happening, dude?
So this Britney Spears situation keeps getting stranger and stranger. Her longtime manager, Larry Rudolph, was telling TMZ that she may never perform again. Because she has a residency in Vegas that says she's not going back.
What the heck, dude?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't get all of her like medical information, just stuff that impacts her career. But he's saying that it's not looking good. And if she never, you know, can go back, he says he's okay with that. You know, he just wants whatever she wants. But, I mean, it's so weird.
Very sad situation. We'll keep on top of that. We got to go for now. We're back tomorrow for Polo, for Russell, who's in for Sam, for Kerry. It's Pax.